This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The new coronavirus outbreak is being termed a pandemic, a label aimed at triggering governments to take aggressive steps to protect the public. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The World Health Organization was reluctant to use the pandemic label at first, but with the new coronavirus jumping from continent to continent and person to person, it meets the definition.
It is a call to action.
Dr. Leanna Wen at George Washington University says governments need to take drastic steps to contain the spread because hospitals will be overwhelmed if outbreaks intensify.
Tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of patients who need intensive care, we just simply don't have the beds, we don't have the ventilators, we don't have the supplies for these patients.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Donald Trump is clamping down on travel from Europe to the U.S. for 30 days. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump is blaming Europe for the coronavirus's spread and taking drastic action in a bid to stem more cases at home. Within seconds of starting an Oval Office address to the nation, the president made clear his anger overseas, calling it a foreign virus and praising his own move to restrict travel from China.
The European Union failed to take the same precautions.
And as a result,
a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe.
He's now banning travel to the U.S. from much of Europe for 30 days, while also announcing steps to help steady the economy, though he made little mention of the virus's toll at home. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. stocks fell sharply once again Thursday after President Trump's address failed to dampen concerns over a possible economic slowdown. This is VOA News.